The American dream has become a nightmare. Signs of the time are on cardboard, on corners in town. Like a cancer that silently spreads, there's an unspoken fear. We're on our way down. We must take America back. Main Street to Wall Street, cities and states, Washington, D.C. Before it's too late, there's not long. We need leaders who lead us, not stick us and bleed us, then ransom our future.
We must take America back. Are you kidding? It's getting so darn tough just to take some clothing back that you bought at a store a couple of years ago that you never wore. It still has the tags on it. How are you? I think it's Tuesday night. I found out my chair is stuck in the studio. My pad is out of whack. I got to get up and move it. My goodness, Jeff Bennett here. Tuesday night. I think it's Tuesday night. I don't know. National Intel Report with another installment of Protecting Your Wealth. It has been interesting to watch markets. I mean, it's insane. Massive velocity, massive. You look at the records that have been set and established. And I look at one of the charts that November the 22nd, 2016, an interesting date. It was the anniversary of the assassination of Kennedy in 63. But November 22nd of 2016, the Dow hit 19,000 for the first time. January 25th of 2017, that's this year, it hit 20,000. March the 1st, 21,000. It closed at 21,000 for the first time ever. August the 2nd of this year, the Dow closed at 22,000 for the first time. And the Dow ended at 23,000 for the first time ever. Or did it? There's a targeted date. Market closed today up nearly 70 points to end their session at 22,830. We could well see it happen before the end of the week. S&P 500 up 6 points to end their day at 2550. The NASDAQ up 7.5 to close at 6,587 points. The global Dow, I honestly don't even know what the hell that is. Down 1 point to close at 2941. Oil off 3 cents at 50.89. I don't look at these figures each and every single day anymore. I don't have time. I'm too busy. I'm dealing with clients, orders, websites. I had to spend several hours this afternoon doing a full accounting of the sales we did last week, even going through last night on the peace dollar offering that we made last week here. I got to be honest, I was shocked at the response we had, and understand that there are other similar things that could be done. We can gain access to Morgan silver dollars. Later on today, we're going to be talking about something I've not spoken about in several years, partially because of lack of availability, partially because the price was so insane, I refused to offer it. But I think it's time has come again, and the price is right. We'll be talking about that later this evening. And interesting enough, it's something that a gentleman called me about several weeks ago. I tried several times calling him back, never got a return phone call. I did have one gentleman call me last week on the peace silver dollar offering, interested in a roll or so. And I was unable to call him back until the next day, got a voicemail, left a message. Now, on the voicemail was his wife's voice, or a female's voice. And I left the message in response to their call, et cetera. Never heard back from them. So maybe the wife got the message and clicked it off and said, "You ain't putting your money in that stuff." But you know that those things happen. If a husband and wife, or boyfriend and girlfriend, or whatever the case may happen to be, are not on track together, then it ain't going to work. Okay, it's that simple. It's not going to work. Over on the precious metal side of the aisle, and please keep in mind that these figures are after hour, after New York hour markets, and they do fluctuate a wee bit. They are typically what we call bid figures, which can be off by a couple of dollars as relates to gold. It can be generally off 4, 5, 6 cents as relates to silver, but it gives us a track. Rhodium flat today at $1,130 an ounce. Palladium up a dollar at $928. Platinum up a dollar at $932, which is interesting because last Friday or last Thursday when we were here together, it wasn't Thursday. We were here Friday. It was $933. So, you know, silver up 3 cents in the after hours at $713. We can assume probably 17. 1716, 1717 is more real. Gold in the aftermarket up $1.60 at $1,289. It's probably $1 to $2 higher than that as far as the buying market is concerned. One quick headline I'm going to tease you with. It's a piece I posted at Kettle Moraine Precious Metals. I don't know when, a day or so ago, and to be honest, I have had no time to get back to this website. I posted it 2 days ago, entitled, "If You Want to Own a House, Stop Buying $19 Avocado Toast and $4 Coffee." Simple, folks. It's no secret. We have become an instant gratification culture. Boy, if that isn't the truth. Speaking of which, the ongoing saga of the NFL knee business, we're not going to spend time with today, but I want to share with you, for those who care, over at one of my websites this afternoon, federalobserver.com, I was listening to some music that I have in my archives, and there's a piece of music done by Billy Ray Cyrus. Now, most people remember Billy Ray Cyrus for Achy Breaky Heart. And unfortunately, far too many people know him because of his insane daughter, who seems to have calmed down a bit, and she's kind of returning to some country roots, but she still comes out with her mouth once in a while. Billy Ray Cyrus wrote a song back in 1989, and it was due to the fact that he had met a Vietnam veteran, Vietnam-era war veteran. And it affected him so much that he wrote this amazing song. Now, the version that I have posted at Federal Observer is not the original acoustic version, which I prefer. There was more depth to his voice. I think there was more feeling. I posted this for one reason. And I've posted it under the heading, "To All of the Underprivileged Whiners of the NFL." And I wrote a brief paragraph that states, "This song was written by Cyrus in 89 as a tribute to a Vietnam veteran he had met, to all those who sacrificed in so many ways. And so to all of those in the NFL who've chosen to take a knee, you had better give thanks and get down on your knees in prayer and ask for forgiveness." The name of the song is called "Some Gave All." If you've never heard it and you've never seen it, it's a powerful, powerful song, my friends. And it came from an album that Billy Ray Cyrus did that I have a copy of, and it is a mind blower. It ain't what you think it is. Some of the most powerful work I think he ever did. But because there was so much feeling in it, people didn't pay attention to it. It's a shame. Great, great, great piece of work. But that's not what we're here to discuss, is it? Nope. protecting your wealth is why we're here. And there's such a wide range of areas that we could touch on. I could drop back into the Bitcoin scenario, but I think we've covered it a fair amount. And look, folks, it's real simple. It ain't new, and it ain't the improved money. In my personal opinion, and I realize that in the short term, maybe for several years, people are going to make one whole hell of a lot of money. And it's happening. Bitcoin apparently reached $4,900 per Bitcoin again today or yesterday. And that's all well and good, but it does no good unless you cash some of it out and hold on to your gains and do something with it. You're going to wait for it to fall down, buy in again? Well, you can do that. Or you can consider taking some of those gains and putting it into something that is considered real money, something that's been around for 6,000 years that has historically allowed people to protect themselves. That's what becomes important. That's why the program is called Protecting Your Wealth, not going ape poop and just, you know, throwing it away. Believe me, we in this nation have thrown it away. There's no two ways about it. Let's take a look at a couple of things. I want to know if gold is going to explode. We hear wild, wild rumors. And I got to be honest with you, some of what I put together today is far too in-depth to be able to cover it all. I've got to share with you some highlights. Because in the second half of this program today, and we've already eaten up darn near a quarter of an hour, in the second half of this program, I'm going to talk to you about garbage. I'm going to talk to you about trash. Yeah, a little bit of trash talk, baby. Understand this. Inflation is on its way. The Fed is now beginning to realize they're going to have to raise interest rates again. And when inflation comes, it's going to have a major effect on the world economy and financial markets, which is one of the factors that will drive gold to levels which few could ever imagine. Time allowing, we're going to talk about some of the 10 reasons why gold will surge. You see, one of the problems we're facing in this world today, not just this country, but in this world, is that there ain't no fear. Markets are expressing no fear. They seem very comfortable at or near all-time tops. There's no concern that stocks are massively overvalued, that the bond rates are at historical lows, and frankly, only have one way to go. Nor is anyone worried that house prices are once again at levels which most people cannot afford. Money printing, interest rate manipulation has created such cheap financing that most people don't look at the price of the property, but only at the financing costs. Hey, I was on the phone with my mortgage guy last week, and we were discussing two or three different options. I expected to hear something yesterday, but it was a holiday. And I'll shoot him a note overnight and say, hey, don't forget me. We got to look at these numbers. I get stuff in the mail every week. Hey, you know, Obama's giving away free money. Well, it's Trump now. And you, too, can remortgage your house for a 2.2% annual percentage rate of 2.42%. If you owe less than $600,000 and you've never missed a payment, you've never been late, you qualify. Well, unfortunately, that does. I mean, we're looking at dropping our cost by probably $200 a month. That's a lot. In today's society, that $200 is a lot. You know, in Europe, believe it or not, there are mortgages that are running at about 1%. And at that level, the monthly cost is negligible for most people. Neither the banks nor the borrowers worry about interest rates going back to the teens like they did in the 1970s. Teens? I remember 22%, Jimmy Carter. But now we're sitting around waiting for the markets to wake up from the dream state they're now in. What signals should we be looking for? What about timing? Some of the areas that we see as critical are our near-term and long-term views, interest rates, bonds, inflation, commodities, oil, the dollar, the stocks, and gold. And I think we all know that interest rates have only one way to go, and it ain't down, folks. It's up. And I'm going to tell you something. If you don't remember or don't recall or just it never sunk in, once Donald Trump was acknowledged as the winner of the presidential election last year, Janet Yellen immediately slapped everybody in the face by ensuring that interest rates were raised. You see, interest rates are critical to a world with $250 trillion worth of debt plus derivatives of $1.5 quadrillion and global unfunded liabilities of three-quarters of a quadrillion. What the hell is quadrillion? I couldn't tell you how many zeros that is. Now, minor increases in rates will have a catastrophic effect on global debt. Derivatives are also extremely interest rate sensitive. Derivatives represent an unfathomable amount that will blow up the global financial system when counterparty fails. And the very long interest rate cycle bottomed a year ago. And since the dollar debt is the biggest, dollar rates are the most important in the world. Now, the U.S. 10-year Treasury bond bottomed in July of 2016, at 1.3%. It's now at 2.3%. U.S. rates have turned from a 35-year cycle bottom and are likely to go considerably higher into the teens or more like in the 1970s. And this could be a slow process, but we could also see a rapid rise. You know, if we look at December of this last year, 2016, we actually saw a fairly rapid rise then. Yep. Well, interest rates. That's one thing. Inflation's another. This is the second, maybe third time we've brought this up tonight. It's on the rise. There's lots of different ways to measure inflation. We can take the official government figures, which are manipulated. They lag in the real economy. The U.S. CPI bottomed in 2015 and 16 at 0%. It's now 2%. But if we take the shadow stat figures, real U.S. inflation rate is nearer 6% and in a clear uptrend. And ladies and gentlemen, I don't care what you go out shopping for. Tools, ladies, if you're the primary individual that's going out to do the grocery shopping, you're buying the toilet paper, the food, the mac and cheese, the meat, whatever the case may be, you're the one that sees the increased inflation more than anyone else. 6%? Three times government figures. These are the things that throw you for a loop. Of course, now we got to look at oil. That's an important inflation indicator. Brent oil bottomed at $27 a barrel in January 2016. Today, it's over $50. In fact, as of a couple of days ago, it was up to $56 a barrel. That is a 107% increase. Oh, you're going to blame that on Trump? No, don't even go that path, okay? It's all nonsense. But what about the U.S. dollar? It's downtrend. It's going to, at some point in time, begin to accelerate. More and more, I read reports about the Russians, and I may have been the Chinese, who are getting together, and their entire intent is to destroy the U.S. dollar. Dollar's been in a strong downtrend ever since 1971, when Nixon ended the gold backing. Now, there are those who will say it was a disastrous decision for the world's financial system and for the U.S. economy. Yes, it's led to a total collapse of the dollar and financial system based on debt only. The U.S. economy, as well as the world economy, now rests on a bed of quicksand. The primary reason why the dollar has not totally disappeared yet is the petrodollar system. Oh, that was a clever device by Nixon's team in 74 to agree with Saudi Arabia to sell oil in dollars and to invest the proceeds in U.S. T-bonds and in the U.S. economy. Saudi Arabia would also buy U.S. weapons and receive protection by the U.S. military. This is what has created a massive demand for dollars globally, but this will soon come to an end with China and Russia introducing an alternative to oil trading in dollars, which will eventually lead to the total demise of the dollar. Also, allow me to defend Richard Nixon. And I am probably the only person you will ever hear do this, and I've been talking about this for 22-plus years on the air. Nixon was forced into a corner, but no one wants to talk about that. The structure was this. You and I could not turn in our federal dollars and get gold. It was not allowed. But every nation in the world that held U.S. paper dollars, tens, twenties, ones, fives, fifties, $100 bills, could all turn those in and convert them and demand payment in gold. And the French were raping us. They were absolutely sticking it to us. I was stationed in Germany in the mid-60s, 66, 67, part of 68, before I went to Nam. And I took several trips over to Paris. American GIs were not treated well over there at that point in time, even though they spent a lot of money in the French economy. The French were converting every dollar we spent there into American gold, and we had to pay out. Nixon had no choice. He had to pull the plug to prevent Russia, France, Germany, any other nation from doing this. But on top of all of this, in spite of the petrodollar, the U.S. has collapsed against all currencies since 1971. Against the Swiss franc, the dollar's down 78%. The Deutschmark, the euro, it's risen 123% against the dollar since 1971. Only in 2017, the euro has risen 14% against the dollar, and this despite all of the problems in euro land. And what about stocks, some of which we discussed early on here? Most stock markets in the world are at or near historical highs. The significant exception is Japan, which peaked in 1989 at 39,000. And now, 18 years later, is at half that level. Can we afford to see the Dow Jones Industrial go from its present level of 28, 29,000 in 18 years from now be at half that level? The massive credit expansions, the money printing has done very little for ordinary people, but it's certainly fueled stock markets around the world, certainly taking care of the rich boys, the rich girls. Oh, yeah. Yeah. And that's the way it's going to remain if we continue on with this very, very structure. Hang on just a second, if you please. Okay, good. All right, let's pass over some of this because there's far more to it, but I need to concentrate just a little bit on gold for a few moments. Because with all of this stuff, the higher rates, the stock bubbles and everything else, and we know it's going to eventually burst. You know, it's the old song, what goes up must come down, spinning wheel, you know, et cetera, et cetera. And that's exactly what we're facing. What goes up will come down. It's happened with metals. It's happened with the stock market. It's happened to interest rates. They always go up. They always come down. Maybe at some point in time, they ain't going to come back down again. Think about that. So now we sit in the world of rising stocks, rising interest rates, a falling dollar. How will gold do? Yeah, on the surface, I think it's a pretty easy question to answer. Just like with commodities, gold and silver resumed the long-term uptrend in January of 2016. Did it explode? Did it go to $1,800, $1,900, $2,000, $5,000 an ounce? No. Has its ups, it has its downs, but basically it's pretty damn steady. But there's a number of factors that are going to fuel gold's rise to levels that very few can ever imagine. First, the failure of the financial system with massive money printing and currency debasement. Secondly, gold is going to follow inflation, which will increase strongly and eventually lead to hyperinflation. Thirdly, real interest rates will be negative, which favors gold. This was the case in the 70s when gold rose from $35 to $850 an ounce, despite rates in the mid-teens. Fourth, the eventual death of the petrodollar and the dollar. Six, China's accumulation of gold on a massive scale, potentially introducing a gold-for-oil payment system. The Chinese have been major hoarders of gold. It is unreal. They're outpacing even India. Sixth, Western central banks empty gold vaults. Central banks have leased or covertly sold a major part of their gold, and that gold is now in China and ain't never coming back. Seventh, government and bullion bank manipulation of gold will fail. They're eventually going to get caught with their hands in the cookie jar. Eighth, the paper gold market will collapse, leading to gold going no offer, which means gold cannot be bought at any price. Nine, inflation will increase institutional gold buying substantially. Gold today is 0.4% of the global financial assets. An increase to 1 or 1.5% would make the gold price go up manifold. And finally, with relatively low global demand today, annual gold mine production of 3,000 tons can be easily absorbed. With falling production, the coming upturn in demand can only be met by much higher prices. And so those 10 factors are neither based on hope nor fantasy. It's not a question if they will happen, but only when. In our view, these events will take place within the next 5 years and most probably faster than that. The compound effect of these 10 factors could push gold up at least 10 times its current level. And that is something that is almost impossible to contemplate. But I see it. We've got to remember, in 1976 to 80, gold went up 8.5 times from roughly $100 to $850. This time, the situation is far more explosive, and so a tenfold increase is not unrealistic. My friends, if you do not own physical gold or silver, then you've got to seriously look at acquiring some now at these ridiculously low prices. Store them safely outside of the banking system. If you do own sufficient physical precious metals, just relax, sit back, light up a Lucky, enjoy life, have a good sniffer of brandy, knowing that you're well protected against the coming catastrophes. That is my commentary on gold for this day. There is far more, but we're going to kind of sidestep and go in a different direction. Michael, if you will, let's go ahead when you get close. Let's go ahead and take this bottom of the hour. I know I'm flip-flopping around, but believe me, there's good reason for it. I want to suggest this to you. Investing in gold and silver is a no-brainer. I make no bones. I'll be 70 this coming February. People say, why do you tell that to people? Who cares? I started buying silver at the age of 10, gold at 12. I've never looked back. Am I sitting on tons and tons and tons? No, because there's been times in my life I've had to do some liquidation. Many years ago, I had to do a new roof on one of our homes. And this is back in the day when I was working with the cheese company. And the original bid on the roofing job was $2,800 until they got the old roof stripped off and found out that every bit of sheeting was rotted. My bid went to $8,000. Thank God I had some metals to liquidate. Stick around. We'll be back in just a few moments.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll-free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
So, you love talk radio, then you'll love TalkStreamLive.com. TalkStream Live is always on, 24-7, with the best streaming talk shows. Find your favorite talkers and discover some new ones. It's free, readily available online or on mobile with any smartphone or tablet. Finding your favorite talk shows all in one place has gotten a whole lot easier. Just go to TalkStreamLive.com. Be sure to download the free apps from Google Play or the iTunes App Store.
Do you or a loved one suffer migraine headaches? Listen to what scientist Kurt Hendricks has to say.
If you are one of the millions of people who get migraines, you need to know about MigRelief. Hi, I'm Kurt Hendricks, the scientist who created MigRelief, the patented dietary supplement that addresses nutritional deficiencies in adults and children with migraines. Thousands of physicians and pharmacists recommend MigRelief.
Call 800-MIG-7354 or visit MIG911.com.
Do you or someone you know suffer from chest pain, blood pressure, cholesterol, or irregular heartbeat? Are you looking for a more natural solution to overcome these health challenges? You hear the ads all the time. If this stuff's so good, why doesn't my doctor prescribe it? That's easy. Doctors are not trained in natural medicine. Extendivite Heart Tonic does want you to be as healthy as you can be, and it really works. Take Extendivite for 6 months and your doctor will say, I don't know what you're doing, but don't stop. It's working for you. Get the dependability of Extendivite. Just see how you feel in 6 months. A 2 month supply of either capsules or liquid is only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. Call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AirOutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more, plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Good stuff. We're back. Good stuff. We're back. We're working on some other music to use during this program. Are we there? Yeah, okay. We all of a sudden it boosted up again. We're working on some other music for this segment. And I've got a couple pieces I've got pulled out. I sent one over today, which I just said sit on it until we get a few more of them ready. And it'll be kind of upbeat, and it'll be lending itself toward the world of the economy. Welcome back. Second half of tonight's Protecting Your Wealth. Jeff Bennett here. I made some tongue-in-cheek reference earlier in the program to junk. We're going to be talking about some junk today. I don't mean junk the way, you know, we view so much of the garbage that's going on in the political world today. I look at the headlines, it just sickens me. I don't want to talk about it. I'm fed up with it. about as close as I've gotten in over a week is the program we did last Friday evening here on RBN. And if you have access to the archives, I would strongly urge you go back in and listen to the second hour of last Friday night's National Intel Report. What was the date last Friday? I got to pull it out real quick and see. I can't think that far back. Last Friday would have been the 6th of October. Oh, yeah, that's a date I should remember. My wife's birthday, who did not get a party this year. Anyway, let's talk about junk a little bit tonight. In my world, junk ain't junk. Among dealers and investors, there's a category of coins called junk. Now, I've had some calls from a few of you inquiring about it, but I've kind of, you know, I return calls, I let people know, I've kind of pushed it off to the back burner for a combination of reasons. But no, this is not the kind of junk that's like unwanted material you throw away. No, these are coins. These are coins which were minted prior to 1965, contain 90% pure silver content. They're usually sold for their bullion content. Now, these are generally dimes, quarters, and half dollars. The peace dollars we offered last week are certainly not considered junk, not in that caliber or condition. These are coins that have been generally heavily circulated. There was a good number of years that you could buy bags of junk silver, which we'll talk about in a few minutes, and that had $1,000 face value. Now, when these coins were first minted in 1864, going back to the 1800s, doesn't make any difference, a full $1,000 face value bag, the face value would have been 4,000 quarters, 2,000 half dollars, 10,000 dimes. That is what equated to a full face value. The full weight would have been 722 ounces. And there were times 15, 20 years ago that you could buy bags of junk silver and still find completely uncirculated coins in those bags. Washington quarters from the early 1960s, even some Franklin half dollars, things of that nature. But those coins and bags have been picked through pretty heavily. You're talking about heavily circulated coins now. Still detectable as to what they are, whether they're barber dimes or quarters or, Washington's, whatever the case may happen to be. You know exactly what they are. You can detect them. Well, the usual method of buying coins like this is in bags representing face value. That's the coin value. As we mentioned, $1,000. Today, it's looked upon as 715 ounces of silver. But people buy it as a hedge against the possible collapse of the economic base. Well, they're always going to be worth their face value. But a bag generally tracks the spot price of silver. If silver goes up 10 cents an ounce, a junk bag rises maybe 70, 80 bucks. Junk silver coins hold greater upside price potential than 0.999 fine silver bullion products like an American Silver Eagle or a 1 ounce Buffalo Round or anything of that nature. But at times, and especially during rising precious metals markets, circulated pre-1965 U.S. silver coins pick up huge premiums. I tell you, just a few years ago, the premium, the wholesale premium, was $7 an ounce above spot. You'll pay nowhere near that today. That's what makes it a veritable bargain. You see, a lot of investors buy junk silver coins as bullion investments. Other investors buy the junk 90% silver coins for survival purposes. These buyers fear the worst for the dollar, that it'd be printed until it becomes worthless, which we've discussed during this program tonight. And if that worst-case scenario were to become reality, then U.S. 90% silver coins will be used for the purpose they were originally minted, as money, a staple for investors and those prepared for economic hardship. At Kettle Marine, which is the sole provider of precious metals for the Republic Broadcasting Network listening audience, We generally offer them by the full bag, the half bag, the quarter bag increments of dimes, quarters, or half dollars. So what we're going to talk about tonight is predominantly the dimes or quarters. Half dollars seem to be bringing a little bit more of a premium right now that I'm not willing to pay. I mean, what's the difference? Five dimes, we got the same amount of silver as a half dollar. Why do I want to, you know, screw around paying a higher premium? So the question is always posed, in the event of a major economic upheaval, how will I know how to spend junk silver if the time should come? Well, it's pretty easy. We've got a link at our website, kettlemarineprecious metals.com. There's a link for company www.silverandgoldremoney. Silver and gold, A-R-E, money.com. And it will share with you the worst case scenario as to what an old dime or a quarter or a half dollar is worth today. Something well worth considering. And there's a reason I share all of this with you. One of my suppliers came to me and said, Jeff, I know you've been avoiding this stuff for a long time. We also understand why. Because, ladies and gentlemen, the premiums have been insane. Even when they got down to $3 and $4 an ounce over spot, I wasn't going to play that game. Are you kidding me? A full bag of 750. So you take spot, and let's just use an arbitrary figure. Let's say spot is $17.20 an ounce, and you're going to pay $20.20. That's just wholesale. We got to make a quarter or some darn thing an ounce. And you're going to pay that kind of money, $20.50 or thereabouts for per ounce. Multiply that times 715. That is an insane markup and a spread. And so when our supplier came into a decent supply of these, I said, "What can we do?" And this became interesting. Now, I don't have the time tonight to break this down. I can do that if you wish to talk further. But you do the math yourself. Now, just for practical purposes tonight, I use $17.20 spot as a working figure. Obviously, if you decide to do anything with this, the market, whatever it does come morning, because all my suppliers are closed at this hour, but whatever the market does come tomorrow morning, figures may go up a little bit, may come down a little bit, but we will take care of you. Let's assume you came to me and said, okay, I want to buy a full bag of junk silver. Now understand, if you want a full bag, I'll split it into two halves. I'll give you half of it in dimes, half of it in quarters. I can do things like that. A full $1,000 face value bag, that's 715 ounces of silver, delivered to you at $13,227. But maybe you don't have that kind of money to put into this. Maybe you're not in a position to buy a full bag. Maybe you want a half bag, a quarter bag. I'll tell you what I can do. I can drop all the way down to a 1/10 bag. A 1/10 bag. That's a $100 face value. $1,475 delivered. $1,475 for a 1/10 bag. That's a $100 face value. We can go everywhere in between. A quarter bag, that's $250 face at $3,407. A half a bag at $66.64. That's $500 face. To some degree, we can do some mixing and matching, but you don't want to do too much of that. I don't want to take a tenth of a bag and make it half dimes and half quarters. That's not going to work. Okay, you get a 1/10 bag, it's going to be either all dimes or quarters, whatever happens to be available. If you prefer one over the other, then we'll do our best to get it for you. I always list the preferences. So there's a couple of things I want to do. If you have a serious interest in junk silver, this is something you've been considering for a while. There's a company I've gone to that is offering all these weird mixtures of $100 face. They'll get down to offering you a single roll. You know what? I can't afford to do that. Go to a coin shop, okay? Go to a coin shop and pick up a single roll. I think there's, 20 quarters to a roll of quarters. I can't remember how many dimes, 40 dimes, I believe it is. And I just, I can't help you with something like that. It costs us more in paperwork. Plus the fact by the time you add, you know, a shipping cost to it, although the prices I've given you tonight are inclusive. There's two ways to get a hold of me. Obviously, you can call me after the program at 602-799-8214. And let us know you were listening to RBN tonight. 602-799-8214. But I also want to share with you, sometimes it is actually faster to get a hold of me through our email. And if you go to our website, KettleMorainePreciousMetals.com, if you go to RBN's website right now, RBN.org, I believe you will find a banner ad up there. By clicking on, it'll take you directly to our website, Kettle Moraine Precious Metals. Over in the right-hand column, there's contact us information. There's a phone number. There's also an email. Shoot me out an email. Let me know you'd like to talk about junk silver or anything else you might happen to be interested in. I will get back with you. It may not be tonight. I've got a little girl here who turned 6 years of age today, and she's waiting for Papa. And that's my granddaughter. That's granddaughter number three. I don't have any grandsons. They're all granddaughters, and I love every one of them. So that's going to be a little bit of my time together. Now, that takes care of a little bit of silver, but I was looking through his offerings and found something that interested me personally. It's not that I'm not interested in junk silver, but I've got a fair amount I'm sitting on that I don't want to be taking up a lot of space right now. Same reason we talked about with having to run away from hurricanes and things of that nature. I don't want to be sitting in a situation where I've got a choice of picking up this 6-year-old granddaughter or my 13-year-old granddaughter. I can't pick up the 17-year-old. She might be able to pick me up, but I can't pick her up anymore. But I would do it if I had to. But if it came down to picking up one of those three girls versus a 60-pound bag of silver, I'll guarantee you the silver is going to sit here. Maybe I can stick a couple of handfuls in my pocket, but that's about the extent of it. If I could only take one, it would be the grandkids. They mean more to me than any of the rest of this stuff. However, there is something I can stick in my pocket, and I can stick a fair amount of it in there. And I've not offered these for quite a while. One of my absolute favorite gold coins is internationally the most recognizable and traded gold coin in the world. I don't care if you go to the Middle East. I don't care if you go to Australia, the Falklands, Canada, all over the Far East, Russia, Canada, anywhere in this country, South America. It is the most recognized tradable coin in the world, and these are old British sovereigns. These are not collectible pieces. These are not high-grade, rare, certified nothing. Okay, these are circulated old gold sovereigns. There might be some Queen Victoria's in there, King Edward's, King George's. Those are typically the ones we're going to find. They've not minted these since the 1932. We're going to use an estimated spot tonight of $1,295. We'll pick you up a 4-pack. That's just under a full ounce, about the equation ounce of about the same amount of weight as an old St. Gaudens or an old $20 Liberty gold piece. A 4-pack, $1,312 plus $20 shipping and handling on the gold. So for, you know, $1,332, you can pick up nearly an ounce of gold. For $1,475, we can get you about 71.5 ounces of silver. You've got some interesting choices here. Yes, I can get you single units. If you say I can't afford four of the sovereigns, I can only afford two, I can only afford one, I will do it for you. You're looking at $336 for a single piece, but you're still going to have the $20 shipping and handling. That's not per coin, that's per order. Once again, I can be reached at 602-799-8214. Or by emailing me through the website. Once again, go back to rbn.org. And Michael, is it rbn.org or is it republicbroadcasting.org? Is it all spelled out? It is republicbroadcasting.org. My apologies. And if you go to republicbroadcasting.org, I believe there is a banner ad on the site, and you can click. It should take you directly to Kettle Moraine, M-O-R-A-I-N-E, preciousmetals.com. And over on the right-hand side, phone number, email address, shoot me a note. Let me know you're interested in talking about the 90% junk silver offering, the British sovereigns. Maybe there's some other things. If you missed out and we didn't get together on last week's offering of the brilliant uncirculated peace dollars of 1922 and 1933, and you'd still like to talk about it, inquire about them, then send me a quick note or call me in the morning on it, and we'll see if we can still fulfill that for you. We haven't even begun to touch the depth of what is available to us. I can get gold from South America. We can get gold from Switzerland. The Swiss 20-franc piece is obviously got some very strong power behind it, but I've noticed that the premiums on those have gone up considerably. I'd like to avoid that. We can get French, Italian, things of that nature. It's not important. I want the things that are going to be most recognizable. The sovereign hits that nail on the head. Why do we want to consider all this stuff? Consider some of the economic things that we have shared with you tonight, some of these stories, and I still have not gotten as deeply into some of this as I wish to get into it. Some things I think that I will attempt later tonight. I'm actually feeling better, Michael, than I did at the beginning of the hour. I think my problem has been that I have really literally put myself into a point of dehydration. And what I mean by that is that I have not where in the world did this thing go to? Is that it? That's the PDF. Where's the other one? It could not have gone away, baby. Is it here? No, it's not there, man. I've had something disappear. There we go. It's right here. I've not been drinking enough water. You know, I had some major dental surgery here a few weeks ago, and I'm still recovering from it. It is sometimes difficult to speak. It is sometimes exceedingly difficult to eat. I have limited myself to things like pancakes, soups, cottage cheese, fruits. Frankly, all stuff is better for me anyway. And I have no complaints about it. There's times I'd like to have something that's got a little bit more, bite to it, so to speak. But and we're getting there. It's improving day by day. But I was getting weaker and weaker and weaker. I thought I was going to pass out. I wasn't sure that I was going to even make this program tonight, but there's no way I'm going to avoid it. That's my commitment to John Stadtmiller. That's my commitment to Republic Broadcasting Network, to Michael, to Dan, to Julie, the folks that are the heart and soul of this network, and of course you, the listening audience. Was Julie in today? I shot her over an email, never got a response back. So maybe she was off today, or maybe she was buried with other stuff. She's out for the week. Oh my goodness! Well, that doesn't do any good then. I better shoot copies of the emails over to John then. I think I may have your email. If I do, I'll shoot it over to you so you've got it. It's a bearing basis for somebody to fall back. And I've got some funding coming out tomorrow to the network. And this is what this is all about. I don't come on here because I like to hear myself talk, ladies and gentlemen. I come on here. I came back to this network to support the work that this network has put forth for many, many, many years. John and I have our ups and downs. You know what? We're human beings. We've known each other for over a quarter of a century. Don't tell me you're married, folks, and don't have ups and downs with your spouse, okay? It's that simple. We do these things. But the commitment is there. We stand and believe in many of the same things. We don't fully agree on everything. But you know what? That's humanity. And but you know what? We find a way to come back and sit down and work things out, and that's what we do. So I'm back here to assist in supporting RBN's needs. If you're in the market for anything in the precious metals fields, that's what we do. That's why I'm here to assist. There's many reasons we chose to do the business through Kettle Moraine as the backbone for Republic Broadcasting Network. It simplifies things in so many respects. And first and foremost, I have access to far more suppliers than Republic Trading Group ever did. Republic Trading Group basically had access to a single supplier, and I'm able to bring at least six to the fold, which opens things up for us. One supplier that I have worked with for close to 30 years has gone through a number of years of some very hard times. It turns out that one of the owners of that company set his brother up, and his brother wound up spending some time not behind bars, but he spent some time being suspended and millions of dollars in court costs. And little by little, the truth is coming out. It was the brother that set him up. It was the criminal. And the evidence has now come to pass. It's horrific. And they are busting their butt to earn our business again. But I still do business with other firms. You're looking for full boxes of American Silver Eagles or rolls of Gold Eagles. Or several weeks ago, we did some marvelous pieces with the Mexican Libertad coins, which are one of my absolute favorites anyway. I love the beauty of them. I love the design on them. They're quite affordable. I think there's a lot of good things that are going to take place with the Mexican economic system. I think ultimately they will begin to back their currency with silver again. Mexico is the largest producer of silver in the world that I'm aware of. So these are the kind of things we're going to continue to try to keep you apprised of. Personally, I don't like coming on here and talking economics for a solid hour, but I also, that's one of the reasons I also said to John, I'm maxing out 2 days a week. I'm not interested in grabbing a five-day-a-week program, because if I do, we're going to start splitting it up. We're going to start doing some other things. I concentrate very heavily on natural health-related issues and et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. So anyway, this has been an interesting hour. Once again, take advantage of these offers if they are the kind of things that interest you. If this is not what you're looking for, you tell me, and I go to work for you. And that's what we have to do. That's what we have to do. And, you know, hey, you want a bag of junk gold? I'll help you out there. You know, like old Howard says, we're up at the mine. We're doing some digging. And if you don't understand that, go watch the movie Treasure of Sierra Madre once again. One of my absolute favorite films of all time. The only thing is, you and I won't go killing each other before it's over and done with. So once again, our phone number, 623-327-1778. Is our main line. You may wind up having to leave a message. I did give you a different number. Either 623-327-1778. You can also call my cell direct at 602-799-8214. Once again, sometimes it's faster to go directly through the website, click on the contact us, gold@kettlemoraineprecious metals.com. But you'll find that. So go to the republicbroadcasting.org website, look for the Kettle Moraine banner. It's probably got gold coins on it. Click on it. It'll take you right to the site. Spend some time doing some research there. Get up in the asset vault. Get up in the information vault. These are horizontal drop boxes up toward the top. And you'll learn some things. I've said something for years that I have to be careful. If you're looking to buy gold, tell people you want AU, not VS. That's what most people are going to sell you. Take care of yourselves. We will see you Thursday night. The good Lord keep and protect all of you. We'll see you then. Bye-bye.
There is an ongoing war right here in America. Are you aware that U.S. citizens have been classified as enemies of the state since 1933? Have you recognized that our entire government is really a vast network of interlocking corporations engaged in commerce, Look up Title 28, Section 3002. Tune in to In Defense of Humanity on Saturday nights at 7 p.m. Central Time. Find out what's really going on and learn how to protect yourself and your family as flesh and blood men and women living in a corporate reality.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.